I have a whole lot of hate for the island. A Third Life, Last Life SMP series podfic, written by 730 and read to you by Fens and Marshes.
Now I have a whole lot of hate for the island. Since your friends buried you down there 6 feet deep beneath the sand. But at least I know we'll never be that far now.
Did Grian deserve to be hurt? He caused all the pain on Third Life, and then, when that went wrong, he wanted another chance. Last Life hurt more people than the first time did. Of course, that may have been because there were more people on the server, but it was worse than before. Scar hated him. Scar didn't always hate him. On Third Life, they were partners, best friends. Scott would say husbands. Scott always used to tease him on Third Life, used to tease them both. But Scott wasn't on their side anymore. Scar wasn't on his side anymore. Grian tried to fill the void that Scar left in his heart with the Southlanders. It wasn't the same, because while they were friends, perhaps he would like to call them brothers, Grian and Scar were more. Soulmates, partners in crime, the king and his right-hand man. But Grian killed him. But Grian hurt him. He had no right to forgiveness. Scar didn't need to forgive him. Grian didn't deserve forgiveness. He hurt so many people. Ren avoided him for the first few weeks on Hermitcraft until Ixuma intervened and said that it was unhealthy to avoid each other. He was right, but Grian was ashamed that it had reached the point that someone else had to intervene. Surprisingly, most of the rest of them held no contempt for him. Surprisingly, he got on fine with Impulse and Tango and Cleo and B-Dubs and all of the others. There were the ones from off-server, Scott and Jimmy and Joel, but the relationships there weren't strained. At least for Grian. He had no idea how each of them reacted to the chaos that unfolded on the life servers, but he imagined that some of it had been less than desirable. And now they've been dragged back to the godforsaken server by the same entities that had put them there on the very first server. And like last time, on each of the different worlds, there was a twist. This time, it was soulmates. So every single one of them would be tied to another, lives and health linked. Of course, it couldn't be all bad, because Watchers liked their games to have purpose. Your soulmate would completely understand you. Would be the other half of your whole, the other part of your life. Grian liked that feeling before. For a bit it had been nice because they were together and nothing was in their way. Nothing had been in their way until the entities decided that only one could win, no matter what. Only one could win, and now Grian's dreams were tainted with the same blood that had stained his hands when he dueled Scar on top of the mountain that had once been a sanctuary. How things had changed. Of all people, it had to be Scar. Of all people, anyone on the whole server, it was Scar. Of course. The universe liked playing games with them all, and for some reason Grian had always been its favourite toy. And by extension, because they were playing with Grian's life, or lives, he supposed, they were also playing with those of his friends. Especially Scar, because he was tied to Grian. And Scar was so distracted that he just didn't think about it. Scar would have likely been more happy with the Jelly Pandas as his soulmate than Grian. Truthfully, it wasn't fair to say that Grian was the only one who was hurt by the events that unfolded on Third Life. Grian killed him twice. What was to say that he wouldn't do it again? Could Grian really be faulted for trying to find a new soulmate? He knew it wouldn't work. If the universe's game was that easy to break, they wouldn't be in this situation time and time again. But he had already been tied to Scar before, and that hadn't gone desirably for either of them. It hurt. A lot. He was wrong. Because, as it turned out, spending time away from your soulmate when you'd already found them, especially in a quest for a new soulmate, hurt. It was burning and fiery and painful. something sort of familiar to Grian after the end of Third Life. He remembered how much that hurt. That burnt, because Scar was dead by his hands, and the blood felt almost like acid, wearing away skin and flesh to the bone. But this was a different kind of pain. They hadn't been tied to each other properly then, in the way that every single person on this goddamned server was tied to each other, with a string that pulled tight and could stretch, could cut off the blood and air supply as it wrapped around their necks, but couldn't break. But now? Now it hurt like fire, and it hurt like acid, and it hurt like nothing in the world had ever hurt, because this was different now. Everything was different now. Grian couldn't really imagine how Scar felt with all of this, because, truth be told, Grian was at fault. He had left Scar without any choice, simply abandoning him in hopes that he had the power to change things. He didn't. He was foolish to believe that he had any power in the grand scheme of things when the universe and their puppets were involved. Did he not deserve to be selfish, though? Just once? Because all his life, from server to server since the universe decided that it was him, he had been a pushover, to choose what was best for everyone else, never for himself. No good person was selfish, that's what he was told. So he let himself be pushed around and never chose for himself. It was fine, because it was better for the majority. It wasn't now. He wanted to be selfish. He wanted to have a choice. He wanted to be separate again. But the universe says that you are not separate from every other thing, and he could not be separate from Scar again. It hurt. He hated this. He hated the universe. Did he hate Scar? He wasn't sure. But his feelings were buried in the same sand that swirled around the Red Desert, empty and lifeless. The end. Thank you for listening.